news in brief at Press TV. Anti-war demonstrators in nearly 80 U.S. cities have rallied to oppose possible military action against Iran. The protesters condemn the U.S. and Israel for their hostile policies toward Iran. They also slammed the assassination of Iranian nuclear scientists. Similar protests were held in Canada. The Arctic cold snap continues to take its toll on Europe, with fatalities standing at nearly 300 now. Freezing temperatures have caused air travel chaos to London and dumped snow as far south as Rome and even North Africa. The grim winter toll rose in Ukraine, Poland, Italy, and France. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps has launched military drills in the south of the country to boost its combat readiness. The drills come shortly after reports that the U.S. is sending a large floating base for commando teams in the Middle East. Iran has vowed a crushing response to any possible military strike. A group of protesters have attacked the Syrian embassy in Australia. Similar attacks happened in Greece, Germany, Egypt, Kuwait, and Britain recently. This after the Syrian opposition accused the government of killing dozens of people by shelling the city of Homs on Saturday. Damascus has rejected targeting civilians. Leaders of Hamas and Fatah have met in Qatar to discuss the implementation of a Palestinian unity deal signed last year. Both sides have agreed to quickly set a unity government to oversee elections. They have been at odds since Hamas won parliamentary elections in 2006. And in Egypt, fresh clashes have broken out between police and anti-junta protesters. Similar clashes have left at least 15 people dead since Thursday. The protesters are angry over the ruling military council's failure to stop the deadly football violence last week. Demonstrators also want the transfer of power to a civilian government. Bahraini protesters have rallied in a town near the capital, Manama, to call for the downfall of the regime. Demonstrators also demanded an end to the Saudi-backed crackdown on protests and demanded the release of political prisoners. Partial results from the Republican caucuses in the U.S. state of Nevada show Mitt Romney has a clear lead. Romney has won over 40% of the votes counted so far. His main challenger, former Congressman Newt Gingrich, is trailing in second place with about 24%.